This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As I'm watching some certain things unfold, I'm always looking for templates. I'm always looking for because totalitarians are not a overly imaginative lot. They're copiers. They don't learn from lessons. Now, a major tenet of the Chinese Communist Party is a strict regulation of firearm ownership. They do so under the guise of protecting human rights and reducing gun crime. And they criticize the United States for not following their example. But there's this connection between CCP anti-gun propaganda and efforts in the United States, and it doesn't take 6 degrees of separation to see it. The line runs fairly neatly from the CCP to failed Democratic presidential candidate and billionaire anti-gun crusader Michael Bloomberg and through to his gun control news arm, The Trace. New reporting shows just how strong the connection is. Bloomberg Media's namesake founder and majority owner, former New York mayor Michael Bloomberg, is a rabid fan of gun control and efforts to enact more of it. Restricting the rights of law-abiding Americans was a platform plank during his abysmal 2020 Democratic presidential bid. During his campaign, he claimed it was proper that he employed armed private security services, while Americans not cut of his cloth had no legitimate need or right for similar armed protection. After all, among equals, he's a little more equal because he's an extremely wealthy businessman, and former mayor of a major metropolis. When asked if his life was more important than that of a town hall member or town hall audience member, Bloomberg didn't hesitate. He knew the answer already. He said, "All right, look, I probably get 40 or 50 threats every week. That just happens when you're the mayor of New York City or very wealthy or campaigning for president of the United States. You're going to get a lot of threats." So when this is your fact pattern running around in your little head, it's no surprise that your presidential candidacy will flame out. The $1 billion he spent on gun control efforts to buy more congressional seats and state legislative seats to enact more gun control went up in flames, too. See, there's this one overriding factor that comes into play, and this goes back to money in politics. Plain and simple, Americans don't support more gun control. And money in politics pays salaries and buys advertising. Now, you could say, well, it also influences thought, Bill. Well, that's if your thought pattern is easily influenced by something on the outside. I don't know that that's necessarily the case. It turns out not to be in most cases. It turned out not to be that way in 2016. Now, the Chinese Communist Party pushes anti-gun propaganda and strict ownership restrictions on their citizens, and the CCP's media arm helps with this. The party's messaging is pushed on Americans, too, saying China's the shining example to follow because their gun control saves lives. In an editorial printed in the CCP state-run media outlet, the Global Times, the paper chastised America for their staunch belief in the Second Amendment. They write, "Washington has been pointing an accusing finger at other countries over human rights. However, more Americans have been killed by gunfire in the country than American soldiers being killed in all U.S. wars." They added that gun ownership in China is strictly regulated, which helps reduce gun-related crimes and deaths. "The U.S. should learn from China and genuinely protect human rights. The U.S. has no other choice but to adopt gun control. The right of life is the most fundamental of human rights. The right to bear arms cannot overpower the individual's right to live. I think the Uyghurs would probably beg to differ. And never mind that this is the same Communist Chinese Party founded by Mao Zedong, who was accused of murdering 65 million of his own countrymen. Because when you control the media the way they do, those kind of things just conveniently disappear. And there's no investigative reporter out there, no Project Veritas, no Cheryl Atkinson, no David Kodria out there putting down certain efforts as they, you know, try to deceive their people to counter them. They're not. There's nothing like those people out there countering them. Now, if the gun control rhetoric sounds similar, it shouldn't be a surprise. Top-level Bloomberg media executives have been cozying up to the high-level CCP leaders for years. Breitbart reported on several meetings between Bloomberg officials, including Bloomberg himself, and the leaders of the CCP and their State Council Information Office, the media arm of the party. And those meetings even included a 2018 visit by Bloomberg News editor-in-chief John Micklethwaite to discuss strengthening media cooperation between China and the U.S. Bloomberg's anti-gun efforts include bankrolling the gun control groups Everytown for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action, which President Joe Biden used to choose his 2020 running mate. Bloomberg launched his own anti-gun propaganda media arm masked as an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit news site. They have to be nonprofit because anti-gun stuff never makes any money. The Trace launched last year and has already infiltrated major mainstream news outlets through partnerships with USA Today, New York Times, Slate, The Atlantic, and, you know, not surprising. These places are hardly bastions of pro-Second Amendment thought. The Trace regurgitates familiar gun control angles and arguments while reporting on, I say that with quotes, firearm-related topics. And they recently sent out a leading questionnaire survey to organizations and companies that do business with firearm companies in order to publish a name and shame hit piece. Now, their thought line is crystal clear. The Trace is bankrolled by Bloomberg, and tax records show 70% of its funding come from Bloomberg's Everytown for Gun Safety. John Feinblatt, who heads Everytown for Gun Safety, and he previously served as a senior advisor to Bloomberg, as a principal officer listed on tax filings for The Trace. They can't even get a bunch of different people to work for him. Bloomberg and his media company executives have been closely aligned with the CCP and their efforts to impose strict gun control on their people, all in the name of safety and security. Does this sound familiar to you? It should, in a way, because recently the Supreme Court struck down a provision saying that police officers can't go into your home and confiscate guns without a warrant, right? They were doing this under the community, making the community safer sort of heading, which is eerily familiar for the greater good name, you know, safety and security. They're always out there purporting to save you from yourself, as if you're the biggest danger, not only to society at large, but even to yourself and everything in between. And yet, today, you didn't commit a crime, did you? Today, you didn't hurt anybody, you didn't rob anybody, you didn't shoot anybody, you didn't kill anybody. Today, if you carried your gun, you carried your gun, it stayed exactly where it was, and nothing happened. And yet, these are the people that are trying to convince you, based on an already tried and true principle of Chinese communism, at least tried and true in China, that you're the problem, that you're the issue. These are the ones that want you disarmed. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We're going to play this stupid game for a minute. We're going to make believe. See, we're told that if they could just ban AR-15s, this would save lives. We're told if they could just simply make these weapons that are used in a notorious, you know, rampage killings that use the AR-15, where this becomes the de facto weapon of choice of rampage killers, they get a lot of press. They get a lot of press, except they're very rare, exceedingly rare events. And everybody who perpetrates them, for the most part, with a few exceptions, actually went through a background check to get them, passed the background check to get them. So when they get out there and they're saying, well, this is why, this is because it's a weapon. No, it's because background checks don't work. Background checks are a Polaroid snapshot of you when you buy a gun and everything you've done up to that point. It is indicative of nothing you may do later on in life. That's not to say that you're bad. It's simply to say that a background check doesn't really do anything. Preventative. Now let's play a game. Let's pretend that everybody loses their mind and we do voluntarily let the assault weapons ban occur. New assault weapons ban. Well, what does that mean exactly when AR-15s, AKs, Galils, you know, the various semi-automatic variants that are out there that are box-fed, what does that mean when they're gone? See, I have over here a Ruger 10-22 breakdown. It's a 22 long rifle. It has, among other things, a really nice, it was put together by Tactical Solutions. And it features a Franklin Armory binary trigger. This thing can put 25 rounds downrange in just the blink of an eye. It is 22. Not necessarily what you would say. Most people say, well, no, that's not a fighting rifle. Well, you know, but can I use it as such? Could that outgoing rate of fire, that fast rate of fire, make up for the fact that it's 22? I don't know. What about pistol caliber carbines? You know, there's a great many of them. Lever action, for example, lever action rifles. I know that people like Chris Costa have started cultivating these things. You probably don't want to employ one inside the house, like a 45-70 or something. But it is definitely a weapon that you can use. And a pistol caliber rifle of this nature with a longer barrel has a longer range. It has more pressure when it hits. The problem that the gun grabbers would discover were they to get their much desired assault weapon ban is that they're not nearly as prevalent as they've led America to believe. There's a lot of them out there. There's tens of millions of them out there, but not nearly nothing compared to the number of guns in total. The lack of a modern semi-auto would not necessarily handicap a person choosing to defend his home. As a matter of fact, whatever the things that we would have left would be a means to an end, and we would exploit it. Older guns can be quite effective. Clint Smith, he still trains with a M1 Garand. And Clint, the 8-shot variant, and he is a very dangerous man with a Garand in his hands. And that kind of competence could be cultivated really by anybody with the time and the desire, and in this day and age, the ammo to push that around and make that your weapon of choice. There's lots of other types of long guns that are perfectly viable for personal defense, including those lightweight handy carbines that are innocuous and available in all states and more than potent enough to stop a threat to your life. I'm not arguing that there should be an assault weapon ban. I think every one of you listening to me now, if you don't own an AR-15, you should. You should find one. The guns are becoming more available than the ammo is. But if you don't own one, you should find one. What I'm pointing out is that gun control can never simply win with a ban. Because the purpose of gun control has nothing to do with your safety. They don't care about your safety. They don't care about your well-being. They don't care about your peace of mind. All they care about is being able to control you and removing from you a means to veto their desires. Now, the biggest problem they would have, of course, with any ban or confiscation is, one, knowing where they are, knowing who has them. You know, any sort of confiscatory effort they would undertake would be foolish, because they simply don't have the manpower to do it. And since they're out there defunding the police, while they're trying at the same time to take guns from us, this is like a tug of war pulling in the same direction. Because it you know, you're canceling your whole goal out. If people have no means of self-defense to call, they're going to provide their own. You can start with a simple, humble, shotgun. The queen of personal defense weapons. At home defense distances, it is devastating. If you get the right one, a 12 or 20 gauge shotgun can in fact serve as a rifle at longer distances than you think, because they can shoot slugs. You can get a rifle barrel, put a slug in it, booyah, you know. Then there's the lever action and the bolt action rifles, which lots of people have. I've got one in there that I'm holding on to for my grandson. Lever action. They both make fine choices. Because lever action rifles and bolt action rifles have both been used in fighting, in a fighting purpose. Now, if you're buying one in a non-permissive environment, take care to make a prudent choice in regards to caliber. If you get one chambered in .338 Winchester Magnum, and you could probably pull that trigger on that while you're hunting big game once or twice, and that'd be manageable, but you don't want to run one in your house. What I'm saying is this. That genie is out of the bottle, where you will hear them call for gun control and demand gun control. Gavin Newsom's doing that now in light of a shooting that just occurred. There's nothing they can take. There's only that which we can give. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Republicans have blocked an effort to vote on a bipartisan commission to look at the January 6th deadly attack at the Capitol. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's not over.
The events of January 6th will be investigated, and that as Majority Leader, I reserve the right to force the Senate to vote on the bill again at the appropriate time.
9 Republicans didn't vote, along with 2 Democrats. The tally was 54 to 35, but Democrats needed 60 votes to break a filibuster. The attack was the worst at the Capitol since the British attack during the War of 1812. A mob of former President Trump supporters tried to stop the certification of Joe Biden's electoral win. Four of the rioters died, including a woman who was trampled to death. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick collapsed and died on January 7th. This is USA Radio News. An Iowa jury found Mexican national Christian Rivera guilty of first-degree murder in the 2018 slaying of a college student, Molly Tibbetts. The jury delivered its verdict after less than 8 hours of deliberations. Tibbetts, 20, disappeared while running near her home in Brooklyn, Iowa. Investigators found the University of Iowa student's body more than a month later in a cornfield. An autopsy determined she died from multiple sharp force injuries. Prosecutors said Rivera led police to Tibbetts' body, but said two masked armed men forced him to drive them and Tibbetts to the rural area where they killed her. Investigators found Tibbetts' blood in the trunk of his car. Prosecutors said Rivera killed Tibbetts because she rejected his romantic advances. Defense attorneys instead suggested that Tibbetts' boyfriend, Dalton Jack, was really to blame for her murder. Rivera faces life in prison without the possibility of parole at his July 15th sentence hearing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Have you ever noticed how the elite seem bent on creating the perfect serf? From ensuring we're unarmed to pushing pot. Because, yeah, America needs more of a drug that makes people lazier and less interesting. To hyping the pandemic and everything the ruling caste has been doing lately seems focused on turning us into drones. And a lot of people, far too many people, are just letting it happen. And now the U.S. government will be pimping BLM to foreigners. What could possibly go wrong? Our nonpartisan government is now fully partisan. Weren't norms important just a few months ago? So, there was this tweet that came out from it's about a painfully dumb meme of the commie governor of Pennsylvania. The campaign to change Americans from proud industrious citizens into submissive dependent subjects is going on right now full throttle. The governor, recently rebuked by the citizens who voted away his dictatorial flu powers, in a welcome bit of pushback, decried the fact that people can buy guns from each other without his permission, but can't have dope without a medical ID card. I guess requiring ID for getting high is as onerous as it is for voting. So in his optimal universe, people can't get arms to protect themselves unless he thinks it's okay and grants them a dispensation to do so. But it should be open season at the dope dispensary. And of course they have to be masked up while they're doing it, or at least until they wrap their lips around the bong. Being able to defend yourself, bad. Being stoned on a couch watching Scooby-Doo, good. Being masked all the time, better. Guns allow people to break the monopoly on force held by the government, creating a limit to what the government can do. Which is precisely why the left hates this. This right gives people the impression that the consent of the governed matters. Bunch of Wiccan insurrectionists that they are, daring to think they should possess some sort of ultimate veto power over their betters. Marijuana, conversely, creates awesome subjects. Stupid, lazy, and most of all dependent. At least cocaine made people do something. Pot puffers just sit around drooling, gobbling Doritos, and generally wasting valuable life. With the new strains that are much, much more powerful than the grass the stoners at my high school were rolling into doobies in the 70s, and the ubiquity of it in places like California, make it a particular threat to the well-being of the citizenry. Anesthetizing the masses with THC, well, that's a win-win for the elite. It gives them tax money and pliable, dumb constituents. Then there's the gift that keeps on giving, the pandemic panic and all that went with it, a training event designed to inculcate total obedience in the population. Wear your face diaper. Give up your small businesses and let the giant corporations take over. Don't you dare ask a question. No dissent will be tolerated. If you wanted a nation of slaves, isn't this exactly how you would go about creating it? Human Events get a great scoop when it published, they got a great scoop when they published a State Department directive telling overseas embassies and consulates to actively push BLM propaganda. We spent 4 years listening to how Trump was destroying all the rules and norms and stuff, and here goes the administration using the U.S. government and its agencies to push their political allies. Sort of sounds like the vanishing of another norm. But this is an exception because it's so important and vital and stuff. Except it's all, for them it's always an exception. You have to understand that there are no rules. There's no norms. There's simply arbitrary limitations on and regulations of our conduct employed by our enemies to control us that get labeled as rules and norms. We're supposed to honor them and respect them to our detriment because, well, just because reasons. And too often, this works. People on our side hope that somehow submitting enough to the other side and honoring their guardrails will make them see the light and return to an imaginary past of common ground and agreed guiding principles. But it won't. And it can't. There is no common ground. They agree on nothing that we look at and cherish and value or anything else. By trying to set some sort of example by honoring the norms that the left tossed in the trash, the effect is to reward our enemies' misconduct. When we obey the non-existent rules, this tactic works. And they're not going to look at their success and be shamed into giving up their advantage. And this is an unfortunate truth I'm about to tell you. The lesson taught is never as effective as the lesson learned, because what teaches is pain. It's time to fight the war on norms with a bit of mutually assured destruction. If you want normal conditions to be reestablished, you have to make it hurt to violate them instead of rewarding the people who do. It means that we need to bulldoze through their so-called norms and exercise raw power to support our interests. And then, like Hamas begging for a ceasefire after being pounded by the Israelis, they can come crawling to us to reestablish the norms. although sometimes it's fun to play by their rules. Can you imagine President Ron DeSantis exporting Molon lobby flags all around the world? Can you imagine where we have 21 states today that honor the Constitution and say, you don't need our permission to carry a gun, for example? Where all the red states did this, and all the blue states were looking, they're sputtering, talking about our lax gun laws and all these other things, while crime in our areas remains relatively stable, and theirs continues to go through the ceiling. Can you imagine the audacity it would take? And we should be audacious. Some of these things that the left wants to push upon us, that they want to, they want to give to us, that they want to tell us, these are things we got to do. They do not serve our greater good. They have nothing to do with freedom or liberty, choice. To them, they're simply trying to build the ultimate submissive. A citizen who looks down, who dresses the way they're told to dress, consumes what they're told to consume, listens to what they're told to listen to, thinks what they're told to think, and cannot defend themselves no matter what happens because they no longer have the tools to do so. Is this a future you want? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elite and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, urban global Global Health Alliance, Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right, one more. Let's do one more pass, shall we? Excuse me. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, I'm going to say this out loud, what the regime doesn't want said. There was no insurrection on January the 6th. That's important to understand, because the insurrection was supposedly a armed insurrection because of armed white gun owners. Of course, there's never been any weapons found. Nobody was in the White House or the Capitol building or anywhere else with weapons. So there has been no insurrection, at least not in Washington, D.C. Now, in places like Portland and Seattle, there were and are insurrections, actual ongoing occupations of actual territory by actual criminals, where the government is expressly told it's not in charge and to stay out. And, of course, the government tolerates those insurrections. It does so because the Democrats are in charge. This would never happen in Florida with DeSantis in charge. And they perceive the actual insurrectionists as political allies, so they do nothing in these places. Some insurrections, it appears, are more insurrection-y than others. Now, despite the rending of garments and the gnashing of teeth, the fracas on Capitol Hill was barely a brawl. It begs the question, what if they gave an armed insurrection and nobody showed up armed? It was nowhere near close in damage, violence, or casualties to the routine BLM Antifa rioting last year, rioting the Democrats tacitly supported. But these rioters were not allies of the elite, and the elite felt threatened, and so we're now all supposed to accept, without bursting into laughter, mind you, no snickering out there, that this was the worst thing in the history of ever. Enter George Will. Back in the 90s and the 80s, George Will was considered to be a conservative mind, a deep thinker, critical thinker, deep analytical brewing pot, if you will, of conservative thought. Of course, he's a Frito con. He's a carnival cruise ship conservative type. And I was surprised to hear that he actually still puts anything out. I would have thought by now that him and Bill Kristol would be somewhere crying together. But I was surprised to find he still offers his fussy insights to those few elderly network TV viewers who still remember when George Will was. And he pronounced this nothing burger of January the 6th to be on par with 9/11. This is what happens when you take somebody like this whose idea of excitement is to have a second cup of coffee in the morning. And there's so many things that they find uncouth. And all those uncouth ruffians on the TV in their red hats and denim must have left him literally shaking. Because you got to remember, at one time, George Will was taken seriously by serious people. Seriously. But January 6th was better. It was more, greater than 9/11. Yeah? No. It's hard to formulate a response to something so inane without me violating FCC rules and just going completely profane here. You could observe, for instance, that 3,000 people were murdered on 9/11. You could also observe that, unlike with the Capitol Hill thing, we know who did the killing on 9/11. And you could observe that 9/11 resulted in a war that we're still fighting, and thanks to the woke jokes who now control our military, we're still losing it. I guess there's sort of a war going on against those naughty extremists, a term that is defined as anyone who rejects the current regime, like me, like you. The FBI is constantly tweeting out grainy pics of vicious trespassers and asking for help from the narcs and stoolies when it's not breaking down the wrong door chasing alleged laptop liberators. It would be nice if maybe these ace gumshoes devoted a comparable amount of time to stopping some of them mass shooters who inevitably seem to have known, they were known to the Bureau beforehand, and still they still end up being graduating to being a mass shooter. Just a thought, guys, just a thought, you Efren Zimbalist Juniors, you. And it's unclear who still cares about this ancient history except for licensed registered journalists and the blue check lackeys on Twitter. Maybe Democrat polling says it's useful, like lumpy lunts on that pronto. Regardless, the Democrats and their adjuncts and the stubby, Cheney, Kinzinger, Frito-Con wing of the GOP can't let their insurrection go. Their media toadies pimp it nonstop as if Americans drive by their local Chevron and think, gee, that's pricey, but really, what really bothers me is that darn insurrection. At least there's no mean tweets. Now, of course, they want to talk about a minor tussle from months ago. Would they want to talk about inflation or the border? Or the fact that China's laughing at us? I mean, they are gut laughing right now. Now the Democrats are demanding a commission to investigate this most investigated of events. But not their friend's year of rioting. No, 2020 is off limits. The rioting doesn't count because they don't care if your neighborhood burns. Now, what they saw was basically a riotette. And this was a threat to their power because there were people there that they saw that they weren't used to seeing there, and it broke some things. And it's hilarious not just to see them try to hype it into Civil War II. Trespassers strike back and wrap themselves in phony patriotism. We have been informed by the Democrats that America is a racist country built on racism and more racism. So shouldn't patriotism be bad? In their calculation, wouldn't traitors be heroes? And wasn't I told, weren't you told by them that the 2016 election was stolen by Trump, and yet now it's driving a stake into the heart of democracy to believe the 2020 election was rigged? What did we miss? Well, I completely missed that all that news that was coming out about the election system suddenly getting completely fixed during the 4 years between 2016 and 2020. When Trump was president, you know. You know, it's not just hypocrisy that annoys me, though. It's all the effort you have to invest to try to keep their ever-changing lies straight. I mean, you got to have multiple pads of paper and a pencil, and you got to write down. You got to keep cross-referencing things. At least some of the usual dim bulbs in the GOP and the norms and rules crew that perpetually steps in the on the damn rakes have figured out what this is. A chance to distract from the total failure of the asterisk administration to vault over even the low bar set by Jimmy Carter. Now, could you imagine these goofs getting their commission and holding court as if this was the most significant incident in American history, intoning their cliches and leaking and lying just like they did with the prior fake frenzy about Trump and Russia? Spoiler alert, they're going to try to blame Trump. Conservative politicians and you, the white, conservative, black conservative, Asian conservative, Hispanic conservative gun owner. So, I just saved a whole bunch of money. There's no need for a commission. There's your end result. If you think we'll find out who the mystery cop was that killed Ashley Babbitt, think again. He probably got a medal that we never saw him getting. It was probably done behind closed doors. Maybe we can find out why the BLM rioters got their charges dismissed, but those loitering on Capitol Hill get felony charges and denied bail. Maybe, you know, Ginger Goebbels can circle back and explain how zero is a number when explaining how her statement that a number of officers were killed is not a total lie. So many ifs. And I guess I'll keep pulling George Will out of the cupboard from time to time to intone his most grave analytical musings. The big problem for George Will and the rest of these guys is, for the most part, nobody's listening to him now. And that is it. I'll be back next week. Stay safe. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.